Law
12.
Indirect free kick. The aim of this page is how to recognize an indirect free kick, how to deal with it, and when a punishment should be applied. Indirect free kicks are known in referees' jargon as technical offenses. Introduction. During the taking of an indirect free kick, a goal cannot be scored directly against the opposing team. A team taking an indirect free kick cannot score a goal against themselves. For example, if a defending team takes an indirect free kick just outside of their own penalty area, and the defending team player kicks the ball directly into his own goal, without the ball touching another player, a goal is not allowed. The restart in this situation is a corner kick to the attacking team. If the indirect free kick in this example was taken inside the defending team's own penalty area, then the restart in this situation is to retake the indirect free kick, because the ball only comes into play during the taking of a free kick by a defending team inside its own penalty area, when the ball wholly leaves the defending team's penalty area, without being touched by another player. An indirect free kick cannot be awarded. A. For an offense committed whilst the ball is not in play. E.g. before and whilst a goal kick, a corner kick, a throw-in, a free kick, or a place kick is taking place. For example, if the ball is out of play pending the taking of a throw-in, and a player commits the cautionable offense of descent towards the referee, the play is restarted with the throw-in, and not an indirect free kick. After you have cautioned the culprit, of course. B. For any offense committed off the field of play. An indirect free kick can be awarded. A. For any offense committed between players of the same team. B. For an offense committed on the field of play against the referee, the assistant referee, such as dissent, or for an offense committed against any other person who is not a player, for example, a spectator, a manager, or a coach on the field of play. If the referee needs to stop play to caution a player for dissent, or to send off a player for using offensive, insulting or abusive language, or gestures, an indirect free kick should be awarded to the opposing team, to be taken at the place where the offense occurred. An indirect free kick is taken from where the offense occurred. An indirect free kick can only be awarded for an infringement committed provided that the ball is in play. An indirect free kick takes place where the offense happened, and not where the ball was when the referee stopped play. For example, if an attacker in the center circle passes the ball to his colleague who is 15 yards outside of the center circle, and then decides to show dissent to the referee, the indirect free kick will be taken from inside the center circle, where the offense of dissent was committed, and not where the ball was when the referee stopped play. If an indirect free kick offense is committed by a defending team player against an attacking team player inside the defending team's penalty area, e.g. for impedance or dangerous play, then an indirect free kick and not a penalty kick is awarded to the attacking team to be taken from where the offense occurred. Opponents must be 10 yards, 9.15 meters, away from the ball when an indirect free kick is taken. If a team decides to take a quick indirect free kick before the opposition players have had a reasonable amount of time to retreat the 10 yards, 9.15 meters, and the ball subsequently hits a retreating opponent who is near the ball, then it is not expected that the indirect free kick should be taken again. By taking a quick indirect free kick, the team has attempted to gain an advantage over their opponents. This is fair in law, but if the advantage does not accrue, they should not be given a second chance. This would be unfair and against the spirit of the game. Referees are strongly advised, when they can, to personally conduct any attacking free kicks near or in the defending team's penalty area. Ask the players who are taking the free kick if they want a whistle signal from you, the referee, before the free kick takes place. Players are entitled to take a quick free kick if they want to. But asking the players beforehand will prevent any misunderstandings that could and will develop if a quick free kick is taken and a goal is scored. If an attacking team does decide to take a quick free kick before you have asked the players if they want to wait for a signal from you and a goal is scored, then so long as no infringement has occurred during the taking of the free kick, the goal must be allowed. Aim to be consistent in your handling of free kicks near the penalty area. This will save you lots of trouble. A free kick, direct or indirect, awarded to the defending team inside its own goal area, may be taken from any point within the goal area. An indirect free kick awarded to the attacking team in its opponent's goal area is taken from the goal area line parallel to the goal line at the point nearest to where the infringement occurred. See diagram below. In this case, the defenders must be at least back on the goal line when the indirect free kick is taken. Kick to be taken from the goal area line parallel to the goal line at the point nearest to where the infringement occurred. And just to remind you, a goal cannot be scored direct from an indirect free kick. The ball needs to touch another player before a goal can be allowed. The referee should signal an indirect free kick by firstly blowing his whistle to stop play and then pointing an outstretched arm upwards about 45 degrees from the horizontal and in the direction that the indirect free kick is to be taken. Whilst the indirect free kick is taking place, the referee should raise an arm straight up in the air and keep it there until the ball either goes directly out of play or touches another player. It can also help, if you can, to shout indirect keeper towards the goalkeeper as a matter of courtesy. Players normally do not have a clue if a free kick should be direct or indirect, and as part of man management, it is recommended that you tell them when you can. To indicate a free kick, the assistant referee will raise and wave his flag backwards and forwards, then point his flag in the direction that the free kick should be taken, as shown in the two images to the right. There is no need to make a big show of waving the flag for too long. If the referee has not seen the offense, it can also sometimes help if the assistant referee indicates why he signaled for an indirect free kick by raising his free flag hand in the air to indicate an indirect free kick. This is all part of the communication between the referee and his assistant referees. Where did the referee's indirect free kick signal originate? The indirect free kick originated from the late Arthur Blythe, an ex-FIFA referee from London. In the 1950s, a new word came into the football vocabulary, obstruction. Players with outstretched arms were preventing their opponents from playing the ball and allowing it to run out of play or to their goalkeeper. The FAR in their wisdom said this had to stop, and referees were instructed to award an indirect free kick for obstruction the first time this term was used anywhere on the pitch, including the penalty areas. Straight away, this caused problems for referees. Players began crowding around the referee with "Can we score from it?" especially when the offense occurred in the penalty area. Then one day, Portsmouth, who were one of the top teams in the country at that time, were playing Manchester City. The chairman of Portsmouth, Vernon Stokes, who was then chairman of the FAR Disciplinary Committee, came to Arthur Blythe's dressing room and made the suggestion that it might solve the problem if the referee would raise an arm to denote what offense had been committed and that no goal could be scored direct from the free kick. Vernon's suggestion was met with apprehension, and Arthur said he would like 10 minutes to talk it over with his linesman. The outcome was that Arthur decided to give it a trial, fully realizing it could mean the end of his career as a referee, knowing that the FA were not in favor of their referees being demonstrative. Both teams were informed via their managers, and the general publics were told over the public address system. Arthur recalls it went like a dream. Players accepted the decisions, and there was no milling around officials asking questions. Following the match, Arthur decided he would carry out the same procedure at his following games and on his many trips abroad on international duty. Eventually, the system was incorporated in the laws of the game and was further extended in that referees the world over have to raise an arm not only for obstruction, but for all the offenses when an indirect free kick has been awarded. Although this started out as an experiment, it is now universal, and players and the general public are well aware of the award, sometimes with relief when they see the referee's arm raised.